Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected brothers, Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with another day in the month of Ramadan. Again, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our sins. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness in this month and the years to come, inshallah. Ameen. So tonight, inshallah, we move into the 10 juz of the Holy Quran. And a large portion of this para or this juz is dedicated to the Battle of Badr. From Surah Al-Anfal, that which was started last night in the 9 juz, going on into the 10 juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks a lot about the Battle of Badr. The Battle of Badr had taken place on the 17th of Ramadan. It was the first battle of Islam in the second year after Hijrah. So this was a very, very important battle for in terms of power, in terms of goodness for the Muslimin. At first, the Battle of Badr wasn't supposed to be a battle. It was just about seizing and capturing a caravan. Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu wasn't a Muslim at that time, was the leader of the Qurayshi caravan that was coming from Syria. So what used to happen was the Quraysh used to send this caravan to go and sell in the other lands, and the money that they would get from there, the profit that they would accrue or the profit that they would get from there, they would use it to fund their so-called terrorism against the Muslims. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu decided to capture it. They hardly had any weapons. And then eventually it turned out to be a battle, 313 versus 1,000 men. But alhamdulillah, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had turned it into a victory. Not only did it become a victory to the Muslims, but it became a form of embarrassment for the Quraysh. Because the Quraysh was a very powerful force and everyone knew them. Different countries knew the Quraysh, how powerful they were. And they were absolutely embarrassed when they came, or when people came to know that the Quraysh were destroyed by a small group of men, 313 men versus 1,000. So this ayat over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about victory, but it's also a lesson for us. Many a times we look at the might of other nations and you sit and you wonder, but it's not that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take a small band of Muslimin and grant them complete victory over everyone. So at the end of the day, it's the tawajjuh and the link that a person has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will give him victory over anything and everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all our brothers and sisters throughout the world and grant the Muslims true victory, inshallah. Ameen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the masajid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who take care about the masjid. They take care about the masjid. And this is established in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who take care of the masjid, then you must attest to their iman. This is a sign of the iman. And in the end part of that verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ إِيَّكُونُ مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. These are those who will be rightly guided. So it tells us and teaches us something very important. Guidance is when we come into the masjid. Guidance is not when we stand outside the masjid. Guidance is not when the masjid has a program or a bayan or salah, we are standing outside. That's not guidance. Guidance is when we come into the masjid. When a person wants to be guided, then he has to be a part of the masjid. And this is something very important to us. So let us learn to frequent the masjid as it is a sign of iman. Not only that. It's important for each and every one of us to be a part and to be such that we assist our masjid in any way and every way. If a person has the ability, Allah has blessed him with wealth, then he should give to his masjid of his locality. If a person has a set of skill that will help his masjid, then he should produce or give that skill to the masjid. We as Muslims must take care. This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that alhamdulillah, the people who are taking care of the masjid, alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala reward them, Allah ta'ala bless them for the effort that they have done to keep the masjid. But we as a community have to be a part of the masjid simply because we attain the nur from the masjid of our locality. That's why you'll see wherever masajid are, businesses are always flourishing. Homes are always doing well. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that the masjid, nur of the masjid comes into all our homes. So even if it be, my respected brothers, even if you had to, charge yourself, even if it had to be, you charge yourself 50 cents for every salah. Allah doesn't need the money. But I'm talking on your own personal capacity. You charge yourself 2 rand 50 a day, about 75 rand a month. We pay 200-300 rand for Netflix, for DSTV and all the other shows that are out there. But we can't give to our masjid. So this is something to ponder and reflect. Be a part of the masjid. Even the women folk, even though they might not come to the masjid, but they rely on the adhan of the masjid. So it's important that we be a part of our masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must supersede everything else. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, and he says, a person having three qualities will taste the sweetness of iman. The first one is he loves Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The second one, he loves the people only for the pleasure of Allah. He loves people for the pleasure of Allah. He's good to everyone. He's not in love with their wallet. That's an added part. He's not in love with their money. He's not in love with their wallet. But he loves people for the pleasure of Allah. And then the last one, once he's rescued from any sin, he detests that sin. So this is the month of Ramadan where we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rid us of all those sins that we have committed. Not only must he rid us from it, make dua that after it's gone, Allah give us the tawfiq to hate it. We must learn to hate sin. Not only just move away from it, but learn to hate it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness, inshallah. Jazakallah.